Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Quad Cities Business Beat. Thanks for joining us today. I am joined here at the table. I'm Lynette, your host,
mm-hmm.
with Plexus.
Yep.
I'm an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
We are based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm joined today
by hubby extraordinaire, me.
Who's me?
Zach.
Zach. Anybody who's local that knows me knows him. Knows our kid Harlan. He makes his way around.
Actually, that's what I should probably go by.
It's I'm Harlan's dad.
Father. I'm really not known by anything else anymore.
You don't have.
Oh, you're Harlan's dad. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sure that's just going to get worse. Yeah.
Right.
Knowing our kid.
Yeah. No kidding. We are joined here by Kim Harris.
Woohoo!
And Kim, who are you with?
I am the owner of Prescott Medical Aesthetics.
Yay! Yes. Now you have a new location.
Yes.
And where's your new location?
So we are at 172 East Merritt Street, Suite D, and that is right behind the DAV thrift store. There's a little medical plaza back there.
So like when you're at that curve.
Yes.
You're going to take a right or a left, and it's that little office building right at that corner.
Right before Merritt turns into 6th Street. We're on the left.
Side coming from.
Yeah, on the left side.
Yeah.
Coming from Montezuma.
Mm-hmm. So it's easy to find, easy parking.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little about, you know, your background.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
All right. So I am actually a Prescott native.
One of the rare ones.
I am.
Shake her hands, folks. You won't meet many of them in
rare
the wild.
Breed. Yeah.
Maybe a museum.
Maybe. I belong in one. So born and raised in Prescott, graduated from Prescott High School.
Go Badgers.
Yes. Badgers. And what else? I went to NAU. I got my undergrad from NAU, lived up at Flag for a little while, and then I graduated from the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine in 2013. So I'm a naturopathic doctor. I am licensed as a primary care doctor in Arizona.
Great.
And
everybody's looking for doctors, so
right?
Especially naturopaths. So.
Yeah.
Kim Harris.
Yeah.
Andy.
Can you look at this?
All the time. What would you do about this?
This doesn't look right.
Yeah. Always fun at family gatherings.
Is this color correct?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Ooh, you should see somebody about that.
Yes.
Not me. So I've been in practice for about 5 years now. So, and I did primary care for a little while, but I didn't love doing it. So I now focus on aesthetics. So that's why I opened Prescott Medical Aesthetics.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I've been doing that for about a year and a half. So it's been kind of a slow transition into that business. Other things about me personally, I'm married and I have a 5-year-old daughter.
Lily.
So yeah, Lily. And we moved back here about 5 years ago, right before I graduated, because we have a lot of family up here. Mm-hmm. So just mm-hmm. love living in Prescott. Very happy to be back here. And yeah, there's so many things that
did you move up from the Valley?
Yeah.
So what do you love about Prescott? I always try to ask people, like, what do you love about being here? Because there's so many naysayers sometimes. It's too small.
Yeah.
We don't have enough of this.
Well,
what do you love about it here?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, growing up here, I was pretty sure I would never move back here. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, there's nothing to do here.
I'm out.
Yeah. And as a kid, there probably isn't that much to do. But I really love the small town feel. And I think there's a ton to do here. I like all the outdoor things that there are. I love hiking. And then I love doing all the things that I did as a kid, like, you know, the courthouse lighting and the parades. And
don't you appreciate it more as an adult?
So much more. Yeah.
So much more.
Yeah. So, and it's fun to see your kids do those things, you know, as an adult. So, I think there's plenty to do here now.
Are you all ready for Christmas?
No, not yet.
No, it's a week away.
Yeah.
And when this airs, which will be Saturday, there'll be even less days.
I hope I'm ready on Saturday because we're celebrating on Saturday.
Oh, are you?
So if not, I'm in real trouble.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well,
we'll see.
I guess that's it.
Yeah. I better go shopping.
You'll get it later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'll get it later. It'll be the day after Christmas. Hope that's all right.
Yeah,
we're
right?
just expanding. As my mom, we're just expanding the holiday, your right. birthday. You
it's
know.
A week long.
It's a week, month long. Yeah. Oh, I'll get that to you later.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Or if you're like my mom, you find something you bought last year, you know, next year. And right. Like, oh, this is where this went. Oh, okay.
So you said you were in primary care, mm-hmm. naturopath. So what made the switch? How did you find your niche? Tell us a little bit about that end of your business.
Yeah. So it was a slow transition. I started because I was really interested in platelet-rich plasma therapies, which is...
That sounds interesting.
It is really interesting.
Exciting?
Exciting. Yeah. Both. So it's actually using your own platelets to either inject or microneedle back into your skin. And so it kind of falls along with my naturopathic training,
sure.
which is why I was interested in it in the first place. So you do a blood draw, spin it down in a centrifuge, and then I can inject it into the face, into the scalp for hair restoration,
really?
Or microneedle it for anti-aging. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's really fun and it's all natural. You know, I don't add anything to it. So I started off getting training with that, and that just kind of snowballed into everything aesthetic. And I was doing it on the side at that time, but I loved the results I was getting. And
really?
I felt that I had a talent and I liked doing it. And so I just kept on getting more and more training on different types of therapies, and the world of aesthetics is very deep, so there's a lot of
skin deep.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Ah. So is like microneedling like getting tattooed with your own blood then?
Kind of. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Actually, it kind of is. When you get microneedle on your face, it does feel a little bit like tattooing.
Excellent.
Except right. I numb you first, so I'm nicer
that's
than
no
tattoo
fun.
Artists.
Yeah. That's no fun. No pain, no gain. It's
yeah.
mine now.
I try to make it as painless as possible.
See, I can get tattooed on my face and you won't mind because it'll just keep this youthful glow.
Yes, that's exactly right.
You can't see, but I'm
it's really cute.
I very much have a face for radio. maybe you can help me out.
Come
that's
on.
Not true. I'm a very good looking man.
He is very handsome.
If I may say so.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so tell us some of your services that you have. I mean, obviously costs are kind of relative, but you know, what are the scales of costs for different services that you offer?
Okay. So we keep expanding our services. So obviously we offer, you know, basically Botox and Dysport, which are the neurotoxins. Those help with fine lines and wrinkles. And then we offer both lines of dermal fillers, Juvederm and Restylane. And those help with the deeper lines and wrinkles. And then microneedling and peels are good for resurfacing. And so that helps with acne and pigmentation. We do facials and lighter peels and, you know, Kybella for double chins. We do it all. Yeah, they're both feeling their chins right now.
Yeah. That gobbler
right here. Yeah. We can get rid of it.
I could shave my beard up a little bit more then.
Yeah, you could. We can define that neckline for you.
And you have a product line that
yes.
you use skincare wise?
We offer a professional skincare line. It is all backed by a lot of clinical studies, which is why I like it. And it's clean. There's no fragrances, chemicals, parabens, phthalates in it. So I feel comfortable recommending it to patients. And it's a complete skincare line. It's from Epiance. And so as far as a price goes, it, you know, varies a lot what
for
you
services,
get.
For
yeah.
sure.
But it can be anywhere from $50 to around $500, depending.
And
on
most of the services, I'm assuming, to correct me if I'm wrong, you probably do need to come in a few times. Like, you're not just going to go in and be like, whoa, look at me now.
Yes.
Yeah. So don't go in thinking that one visit's just going to knock it out of the park.
Yeah, it really depends on...
I mean, maybe.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
But
so
that's
if you're 20 years old and you want some preventative, yeah, one visit might do you for 6 months or a year. But for most people, it's usually a few treatments. But I do offer free 15-minute consultations.
Great.
So, because I know a lot of people aren't very aware of what kind of services I offer or what they might need. And so they can come in and meet me and see what I offer and what they might need and kind of get an idea of cost. And the patients typically feel more comfortable if they can meet me face to face.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great service to have too.
Is, see my office.
Yeah. And it's very easily accessible. It's very clean. It's very... You know, it's very welcoming, you know, to go in. I actually saw you, I don't know, it's been, what, a month ago? I have spider veins on my right leg, and we went through that. So it actually has made a big difference.
Good.
Yeah.
I need to check them out.
Yeah, exactly.
You sent me pictures, but they were still...
We'll probably still need to have some work done, but...
Let's hit them again.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a little zapper machine.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I think in one of my questions I asked you is, you know, botulism is kind of an ugly word, or it's a scary word in the past.
Yeah.
It's usually something people avoided.
That can's lumpy. Let's eat it.
Put it in your face.
So tell us about how Botox is used and that kind of thing in a safe way now. Yeah. So people aren't like, oh, because I was one of those people. I'm like, if botulism was bad when I was a kid, why is it better now? Or why is it okay?
Yeah. That is a big concern, but it's also one of my most popular treatments because it's very effective at what it does. And so what Botox and Dysport is kind of the competitor product, they are muscle relaxers. And so they are really good at relaxing muscles in the areas where I inject them. So they're FDA approved for migraine headaches, but then also aesthetically for forehead wrinkles in between the eyebrows and then crow's feet as well. Yeah, I'll take care of those for you.
I feel pretty good. I feel good about myself.
And it's such a tiny amount of the toxin, and they're, you know, sterilized in these insanely clean laboratories. And they've gone through, you know, so many FDA approvals and trials and clinical studies that the safety data on Botox and Dysport is really great now that people generally don't have a problem with it. People typically don't even have allergic reactions to Botox and Dysport anymore. You know, I'm not saying it can't happen, but it normally doesn't. And it's just such a small amount that's injected. So if you're with the right injector and they know what you're doing and you do your aftercare, people just have a really great aesthetic outcome afterwards.
Good to know.
There's over 4 million neurotoxin procedures done in the U.S. a year.
Wow.
Yeah. It's very widespread and very safe procedure at this point.
So speaking of safety, when someone is coming, maybe not necessarily to you, but they're looking at these kinds of services, what should someone look at? Well, you know, what should people look for? You know, obviously just a willy-nilly person doing this, you know, out of the backseat of their car might be a red flag. That's not a good thing.
With a syringe and a bloated can. I got the Botox.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, sometimes people look at price quickly and they think that, you know, it's just going to be great. But really, what are some safety things that someone should look for?
Yeah.
You know.
So we want to make sure that they're a licensed professional.
Okay,
first
licensed
of all.
Professional.
So in Arizona, that can be a licensed physician, which I am, or a nurse or a physician's assistant. But that being said, anybody who has a medical license in Arizona can order those products and not necessarily have any training on how to inject Botox.
Training is important, so, folks.
So, yeah, that's the next thing that I would ask about is where and how much training have you gotten?
Because bottom line, you have a lot of nerves in your face,
right?
And you really don't want that messed up. So, you know.
Yep. And so
you get what you pay for.
With Botox, it's important, but with dermal fillers, it's even more important because those are even more risky to inject. And so if you have an injector that doesn't know facial anatomy, you can have permanent damage done to the face. So just make sure that you know that your injector has been very well trained in aesthetic medicine.
Yeah. And just because someone opens a room somewhere doesn't necessarily mean they have the skill or training to to do this stuff for you.
And you can ask. You can ask for, you know, certificates of training.
That kind of thing.
How many
hours?
And
if they don't want to give it to you, that should be a bright red flag.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stick to the professionals.
Look for reviews online. See, you know.
Oh, good idea.
People
good
like
idea.
Them.
So how... Tell us a service that you do that people would be surprised about. You know, I mean, because I think Botox is pretty, you know, I mean, people hear it about
everybody
that.
Everybody does it.
Everybody does it. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, spider veins, that's kind of the up and coming. Yeah. I guess I'm cool.
You're on the edge.
I'm on the edge.
Yeah.
And then probably skin refinishing, kind of. So what is something else that people are doing that you're like, wow, I never thought this was going to.
I'd say there's two treatments that I'm offering that I think are kind of up and coming that are really cool. So the first one is stem cell microneedling that I just started offering. And that I'm seeing amazing results with. So they're harvesting actual stem cells from donors, and they're young women donors that have been tested. And then it's not the actual stem cells that are being microneedled back into the skin, but it's like signaling proteins that they're taking off of those stem cells. So they're tested twice. It's all clean. It's not from any sketchy sources, which I get asked all the time.
Black market stem cells.
Yeah, they're, yep. I get asked really interesting questions about stem cells.
Are you cloning me?
Yeah, right. From babies? Yeah. I've been asked that.
Really?
Not from babies. Nope. And then, so the research that's coming out about stem cells is really great for, you know, they're using it in joint regeneration, so for arthritis. And then in aesthetics, it's really anti-inflammatory. So a lot of these treatments that we do for facial aesthetics are kind of tend to be pro-inflammatory, which is not what we're looking for. Right. You know, generally we want to reduce inflammation in the body, and stem cells is proving to be the most anti-inflammatory treatment that has been found so far. And that's what I'm seeing when I'm doing it on patients. When I'm microneedling into the skin, they're recovering much faster, reduces redness and inflammation in the skin right away. I've done it to myself. If you check out my Facebook, you can see my before and afters for stem cell microneedling. And I'm just seeing great results with it. So that's really fun. It's kind of on the cutting edge of aesthetic medicine right now. And then the other treatment that I'm really loving that nobody seems to know about is called Sculptra. Oh. And that's from a company called Galderma. And it was originally developed for HIV patients and cancer patients that had a lot of wasting in their face. And so it just stimulates collagen.
And wasting kind of is kind of where people get
like really sunken in look. Mm-hmm. And that's a really hard thing to treat because you can look too puffy if you put the wrong thing in there. And so this is a really natural way to add volume back into the face. And so I've been doing a lot of it lately, and patients get over 2 years of results with these treatments.
Wow.
And so they come in and it stimulates collagen in different areas of the face. And so it gives a really natural look, and they get over 2 years of benefit from it. So patients are really loving that one too.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I know this is usually these kind of treatments are kind of like a private thing, but do you get together with friends? Can people get together and have, you know, I've seen these like Botox parties.
Yeah.
You know, is that really a thing?
It is really a thing. I've actually been doing more Botox parties.
Okay, so it's a thing. So book your party.
Book your party. I've had a couple of parties at the Crimson Chair Salon.
Oh, okay.
Which are really a blast. We do them every 3 months, and those girls know how to throw a party. We have fun over there.
Awesome. I think Crimson Chair is off McCormick.
It's on McCormick Street.
McCormick. Yep. McCormick. Shout out to Crimson Chair.
Yeah. Shout out to Crimson Chair because we have a lot of fun over there. And they're
every 3 months?
Every 3 months. Yeah. I just had one in December, so we'll have another one in March. And I announce everything on my Facebook page. So if you like my Facebook page or my Instagram page, then.
And what's your Facebook page?
Facebook is at the Botox Party.
Nice.
Yeah, right? All party, all the time.
Right.
Instagram is Kim Harris ND.
ND. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I announce all my specials every month. Yeah. And parties. They're all on there. And then my website is PrescottBotox.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, what can we do? I mean, Zach and I, single-handedly, not really, but what can we help as a community to help your business grow? well, obviously spread the word.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, because there's so many people that don't know about me. You know, I don't know, trying to get the word out that I'm even open. A lot of people are going down to Scottsdale to get their aesthetic treatments done, which
and
I think
you can
is
get it done
crazy.
Here locally. Yeah. Shop local.
Shop local.
So just wondering, do you have gift certificates?
I have.
Cards?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, I know this isn't going to air until Saturday, so for your real last-minute shoppers, are you going to be open Monday?
Give us a call.
Hey, give a call.
message him on Facebook. Yeah.
Message her on Facebook. I bet she'll meet up with you if you need to buy something Christmas Eve or, I guess, Saturday or Sunday. Yeah,
you can make it happen. Christmas or
there's going to be a 10% increase
upcharge.
For Zach.
Upcharge.
Her referral fee.
Just tell her Zach sent you.
Right.
Christmas morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to know, because I think there are a lot of people who assume that we don't have these quality services and, you know, up here.
Yeah.
And that's definitely not the case. And there is no need to drive to Scottsdale or anywhere else in the valley to go have these services done when you can just have them done here and you can go home. And in 5 minutes, not 90.
Right.
And save your gas money for lunch.
And the husbands love it because their wives are going down to Scottsdale and like spending all this money on, you know, shopping and whatever. And
exactly. When you could go to Kim.
Yeah.
Exactly. What else do you want to share?
What else do I want to share? Oh, we just hired a medical esthetician. So, I know. I'm super excited. Her name is Elaine Lightborn, and she is very talented at what she does. So she specializes in medical aesthetics. So she does a lot of facials and peels. And she can help with any skin condition you have. So if you've got pigmentation issues, sun damage, acne, just general aging, dry skin, which everybody does here, she can...
What do you recommend for dry skin? Here we're going into the dry skin season, or we've already been in it.
Yep.
What do you recommend people to do at home for... You know, besides coming to you, of course.
Right.
But what are some things?
Here, right.
What are some things we can do at home to kind of help with?
Well, drinking plenty of water. That's the biggest thing, which is half your body weight in ounces per day.
At least.
Which almost nobody does. And then, you know, if you're cleared by your doctor to take a fish oil, that can really help as well. And adding some jojoba oil into your moisturizer can help. Just a few drops. Jojoba. J-O-J-O-B-A.
I'm a firm believer in lubing up.
Yeah.
I have a whole routine.
He does. It's funny.
Lubriderm every morning.
Lubing up.
And evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All over. Supple skin.
I wish you guys could see what's happening here. That's pretty amazing.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah. We need that to be video as well.
Oh my. We did that last week.
Yeah.
Thank God San Martin's not here. He might have put us on Facebook Live again. That's okay. You guys can all see it.
Yeah. But then the Epionce line has some really great products, which are super hydrating. They have lines for dry skin, normal skin, acneic skin.
And you don't have to get your services just to get.
Nope.
So if you're looking for a new skincare regimen, you know, go see Kim.
Yep. You can come in for a 15-minute consultation. We can talk about skincare, whatever you want.
Anything else you want to share?
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't know.
So let's
you
go
know
again.
She studies and does her homework because she showed up with like 4 pages to the podcast.
I like that you had to point that out.
Hey, you pointed out all of my misgivings. You know, I appreciate that. If you're, you know, anybody that's going to come after me with a needle, okay, maybe not. You know,
I come after everybody with a needle.
My tattoo artist. I don't know if he reads that much, but you know. She does. She has a whole booklet of information.
All the questions I sent her, she had answers.
And I'm pretty sure we didn't use any of them.
A few of them. Actually, yes, a few of them. I have 3.5 pages written down.
3.5.
I think I went over all of them. You guys are great.
What else do you want to share?
Oh, I think I shared all my contact info. So yeah, definitely like my Facebook page.
Yes, go to her Facebook page.
Yep, you can just search for Prescott Medical Aesthetics. Instagram, Kim Harris ND. Phone number is 928-277-7414.
And again, she does do gift certificates. So when this airs on Saturday, if you went, I forgot to get my wife a Christmas present, be sure to message her. I mean, she will be celebrating Christmas on Saturday, but I'm sure she'll check her.
But what's more important than selling gift certificates?
Early enough, maybe she can go out and do some late shopping because you bought a gift certificate from her. You know,
maybe I can buy a present for my 5-year-old.
Okay, tell us again, location.
All right, location, I'm at 172 East Merritt Street.
Website
Suite
again?
D. Mm-hmm. PrescottBotox.com.
Awesome.
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah.
Go see Kim.
You
Dr. Kim.
Got Dr. Kim. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. I think I'm one of the only licensed physicians that's providing these services in the area. So.
Please be careful, people.
Yes. Yep. Make sure you know.
No. Back alley Botox.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you really do get what you pay for.
Sometimes you do.
So if you look like the Joker afterwards, you might want to revisit who you're seeing.
Right. Come see me and I'll fix it for you.
Exactly. Well, we just want to thank Kim. Thank Zach.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Very much for being here.
I hope you had a fun time today.
I really did. Thank
you
guys so
much. It is fun. It's just a conversation.
I know.
So if you have a business that you would like to have on the podcast, please give us a shout out or message me.
How do they message you, Lynette?
How do they message
Where would they message you at?
I am on Facebook. I think almost, I'm not going to say 24/7, but I am on Facebook.
It's close.
It's very regular that I'm on there. So, Lynette Baker Hoyt, I am on Facebook. Just message me. And I also have a Facebook page for Plexus. It's called Simply Plexus. And message me there. I'll get your message and respond. This show is brought to you by
She got it. She got it without me saying
I
was ready too.
I know. He was ready.
I'm going to say it anyways. Who's this show brought to you by, Lynette?
This show is brought to you by me. I'm an independent ambassador for Plexus Worldwide. We are your gut health specialists.
Get healthy.
Gut healthy. Get your good probiotics. Okay. So thank you. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
We hope you had a good time.
I had a great time.
And this will air on Saturday, which when you listen to it, it's already Saturday. So
given they might not hear it, but since Kim's here, like we were just talking about it prior to starting the podcast, I think we need to put a shout out and a congratulations to Lynn, who is a good friend.
Oh, I know. Is a
good
friend Louis, of ours.
Yeah. Who also happens to be Kim's sister. And that's actually how we've met Kim. So
that's right.
Congratulations to those two. Uh-huh. They probably won't hear this. And
I'm going to tag. Well, yeah, she's
should
not on
we?
Facebook.
Well,
she's
we
not
tag
on Facebook. We'll just send the link to her.
Yeah.
We'll just make her.
Congratulations. Woohoo.
They're getting married.
And I guess since
they're getting
since
married.
I'm doing
I guess
that,
we should put that.
Oh, yeah, they're getting married.
That's what's happening.
They're jumping out of an airplane this week. We're really excited for them. And I guess on the same note, I'll send it to my little sister. It is my our nephew's 15th birthday today.
Yep.
Oh, happy birthday.
He won't be listening to this either because he's, you know, obsessed with video games. And that's
We'll send this link to her too.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to listen to a podcast on medical aesthetics.
No.
I don't think he wants to listen to anybody. He's 15. He doesn't listen to anybody. I
can't imagine.
I sent him a text this morning and I just got thanks back. So.
All right.
But,
all right. Signing off. When you hear this on Saturday, have
a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year because we will not be doing the show until January 2nd with Stephen Fry from the Northern Arizona Suns.
Yay.
So we're taking
a little
break.
He just had a baby too.
He did. So
we'll probably be talking about a baby then.
Yeah. So, all right, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.